Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here on this live Saturday edition. There's plenty of time for your thoughts if you make the call. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. And there are a couple of lines open, so you're welcome to snatch those up, 855-450-3733. But some people want to talk about the discussion we were having in the last hour about a heroin dealer in Norwich, New York, that has been interviewed by the Evening Sun newspaper. The editor of the paper conducted this interview while the man was behind bars in a local jail. He'll be transferred to state prison soon to face a 5-year sentence that he took a plea deal on because he was facing 10-plus years if he didn't. And, of course, most people will take the plea deal. In this case, you know, they probably had him dead to rights. And he admits that he was selling heroin. He was selling it to consenting adults. He didn't sell it to kids.
Never forced it on anyone.
Right. I don't imagine that happens very often, someone forcing heroin on another person. I'm sure the supermajority of heroin purchases are actually people who want to buy the heroin.
Well, there are probably pressure sales. You have to admit that that does happen.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, somebody has to start trying the heroin at some point. There's some story behind why an individual decides to go ahead and try heroin for the first time. And I'm sure peer pressure is a factor, but it's certainly possible that unscrupulous dealers could attempt to pressure their existing, say, cocaine customers into trying heroin or something
right.
like that. But we'll continue with his interview if we get a chance. We're going to go to your phone calls first. Bryce is listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Brian. Or Bryce.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to interject a important aspect, I think, into the discussion. You know, a lot of people like to say that institutional racism is gone, that we don't deal with it anymore. But I think that a perfect example of institutional racism is our drug laws. You know, the fact that so many more African Americans and Latinos end up in prison because of our drug laws is a perfect testament to that. And I think that is a great reason to get rid of these laws because they are used routinely to put these people away into prison. And it, you know, where I came from, people, you know, hated to admit that. They would never admit that. They always, you know, say that, oh, well, it's their own fault. And the problem that I have with that argument is that, you know, there's no doubt that white people are using drugs just as often.
Absolutely.
But they aren't the ones who end up in prison.
They don't get pulled over as often and illegally searched as often and harassed and stopped on the streets as often as many blacks and Hispanics. And, of course, poor whites also suffer more than rich whites do at the hands of the police.
Yes, I would agree to that, yes.
I mean, it is mostly poor people in general who are targeted for
yes.
For drugs rather than people with money because the cops know that people with money can hire attorneys that will make things more difficult for them in court. So they're more likely to pull over a beat-up old car than they are a Lexus, regardless of the color of the person driving. But, of course, they are still more likely to pull over a Lexus driven by a black man than a Lexus driven by a white man because that's just how cops are, and it's outrageous. And I agree with you, Bryce. It's one reason why legalization should end. However, somebody else might, or excuse me, legalization should happen. The war on drugs should end. But however, somebody else might say, well, it just needs to be enforced and fairly. We just need to go out and arrest as many white people as blacks and Hispanics. How would you feel about that?
Well, I think that that just, if they were arresting white people as often as they do black people in this scenario, then our prison population would just explode.
Well, they'd be fine with that. They'd build more prisons. They like that.
It
gives them an excuse to build more prisons. They like it when the prison population explodes. I mean, that's part of the reason why the war on drugs continues is because these people are arrested and then funneled into the prison system and basically turned into slave labor.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. And I think that, I mean, that's one of the reasons why it started in the first place, because they knew that that would be one of the cases where, you know, specifically African-Americans, they believed that they would be able to maintain this slave population that they lost after the Civil War by turning these people into felons, you know, making them second-class citizens continuously even after they were free.
Bryce, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The, you know, so it's one reason, because the drug war is unfair, but some would argue should then, well, that's the problem, then enforce it fairly. No. Drugs should be legal because it's wrong on a basic level of humanity to punish somebody for hurting themselves. I mean, and of course, not all drug users are irresponsible addicts. Some are very responsible individuals, and they're not arguably hurting themselves at all, or to a very minimal extent, are hurting themselves. So you're punishing people for basically choosing to do something that you might not choose to do.
And doing so with a substance that the state has not put its blessing on.
Right, because here in New Hampshire, the state sells liquor. Which is the hardest and most dangerous drug.
Here in New Hampshire, the state is the only entity that is allowed to sell liquor outside of a bar or a restaurant.
It's true. So obviously the state's fine with people taking dangerous drugs. It just wants to have its own seal of approval and taxing it. They want to tax it.
And we were discussing the definition of addict earlier.
And alcoholic as well.
I did pull up those definitions from Merriam-Webster.
Okay, sure.
Addiction is defined as a strong and harmful need to regularly have something or do something. So such as taking a drug or gambling.
There was a time in my life where I was having one drink every night, and while one could argue that's no big deal, I felt like it was harming me. I felt like I wanted to have that drink every single night. I had a drive to have that drink. It became a habit for me. And it was arguably harming me because it was keeping me up later. I wasn't getting up as early as I could because of that. So was that an addiction? I felt like it was.
It could be. I also pulled up the definition from Merriam-Webster of alcoholism, because that was another one that was brought up. And alcoholism, according to Merriam-Webster, is defined as a medical condition in which someone frequently drinks too much alcohol and becomes unable to live a normal, healthy life.
So, again, it's all very arbitrary.
It's all relative.
Yeah. I mean, the alcoholism definition here in Wikipedia that I have is a broad term for problems with alcohol, generally used to mean compulsive and uncontrolled consumption of alcoholic beverages, usually to the detriment of the drinker's health, personal relationships, and social standing. I mean, there are people that are very, very clearly alcoholics.
Yes.
And I think some would argue that, Ian, you're ridiculous for saying that you are an alcoholic at one drink per night. But it, I felt, was to the detriment of my relationships, and that I was staying up late and not getting up early enough, and that I felt somewhat compulsed or compelled to have that alcohol because it had become a habit. So was that alcoholism, or am I just looking at it too broadly?
It might have been an addiction, but I don't think that it necessarily fit the definition of alcoholism.
Let's go to the phones and talk to you, get your thoughts, whatever's on your mind goes. Dennis in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just talking about, listening to your talk about the drugs and profiling and things like that. And
sure.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is, if you live in a society, to live within the bounds of that society, what should you do? Now, I agree that prohibition does not work. You can't legislate morality.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from there? I mean, where do we draw the line where society imposes its will upon the individual? Because we're talking about liberty here.
Yeah, well, I don't draw a line. For me, it's you draw your own line wherever is your line as far as what you're willing to do, how far you're willing to go, what you're willing to ingest. Should be each individual that makes those decisions.
I think you draw the line at someone causing unjust harm to another person.
I don't know if you want to share more, Dennis. I want to make sure you get a chance to get your thoughts out here in moments. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about whatever you want. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our sites. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways, including the webcam page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. There are other listeners there in the chat room, because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. You can go and do all that for free. cam.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project. If you care about ending the insane war on drugs like we do, and you care about other freedoms, because you don't just want to be a one-issue, you know, one-trick pony, if you care about liberty across the board, you really need to check out the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about 20,000 liberty-minded people like you, maybe, and certainly like us here on the show, coming to New Hampshire to get active. That's the reason why, Daryl, you and I know each other, because of the Free State Project.
Absolutely.
And it's been great so far, having over 1,500 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 people are pledged to make the move here and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum's on the way. 3 weeks from tonight, we're going to be there live broadcasting from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You should be there, too, because it's a great opportunity to experience the community of people that we have here in New Hampshire, a sampling of what it's like to be around people who actually care about freedom enough to do something, to pick up their lives and move here, in some cases from across the country, in other cases across the world, to get to New Hampshire and to get active. Go to nhlibertyforum.com, get signed up there. The hotel sold out at this point. You're going to have to either find a room to crash in, or you're going to have to go to a hotel down the street. The event itself isn't sold out. There's room for more tickets to be sold. But it's going to be busy. It's going to be popular. It's going to be a lot of fun. NHLibertyForum.com, dozens of speakers, Free Talk Live broadcasting live, and hundreds of great liberty-oriented people for you to meet. Maybe your future neighbors as well, because if you're going to move here as part of the Free State Project, you're inevitably going to meet people at the Liberty Forum that you're going to see a lot of up here. Because it's an active community, it's an activist community, it's also a social community as well, and that's pretty unique, being able to actually socialize with people who love freedom. Go to nhlibertyforum.com and we'll see you there. It's coming up, again, February 20th through the 23rd. We go back to the phones and to the fun. Zaya is calling us from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Zaya, what's on your mind tonight?
The minimum wage.
Thank All right, tell me about it.
I just don't really know why Obama would want to raise it. Like, I don't think it would help anything.
Well, it's a political move, right? Why do you think it won't help anything?
Because if he raises the minimum wage to, like, $10 or whatever it is, then, like, stores are going to raise their prices because they want to have enough to pay their workers and get new stuff and make more profit.
How did you learn that, Zaya? Because you're absolutely right. I mean, it seems like basic economics, but many people can't really seem to understand that. When people talk about raising the minimum wage, they talk about it as though it's just going to fix everything for low-wage workers, for poor people, and it doesn't. Because of one of the reasons is because of what you cited there. When a business has to pay more for employees, they've got to make up that difference somewhere, and it's usually made up by a raise in prices. How did you find that out? I mean, you don't sound particularly old. How old are you, and how did you learn that at such a young age?
I'm 13, and okay. I just kind of thought of it, I guess.
Wow. So you're not being cued by your dad or mom or something like that? You really just came to that conclusion on your own? Very good. I'm impressed, because certainly government schools do not want to teach this information. And do you go to a government school? Are you homeschooled?
I go to public school, yeah.
You do? Okay. Have you discussed the issue at government school?
Yeah, I talked to my social studies teacher about it.
How did that go?
She didn't agree with me, so.
What did she say? I mean, how can you deny that a business owner will have to raise their prices? I suppose you could deny it by saying, well, they could cut the cost of the materials, because there's only a couple other things you can do. You can either raise prices, cut costs of materials, or cut employment costs by cutting employees.
The greedy corporate CEO could cut his salary and just give all of the employees raises from that.
No, you know what? I saw somebody ran the numbers on, like, the Walmart CEO, and they found out if the Walmart CEO would cut their wage significantly, that it would only increase each employee's pay by a few cents an hour. Like, it'd be nothing.
I ran the numbers for McDonald's, and if McDonald's took every penny of profit and converted that to pay raises for all of their employees, it would work out to roughly $1.47 an hour.
Yeah, and people are talking about $20 an hour. I mean, the people that want to raise the minimum wage want what they call a living wage, which isn't $8 an hour to them. It's $15-$20 an hour.
Right.
So, Zaya, the teacher disagreed, but did they give you reasons for their disagreement?
They kind of just said that it would help with poverty in America, which wouldn't really happen.
They've been saying that every time they've increased the minimum wage in my lifetime that I can remember over the last 25 years.
But, Daryl, don't you understand? They just haven't increased it enough. They just need to jump it up
okay.
to $100 an hour.
No. Then... $10,000 an hour. Because then, after a week, everybody would be, a millionaire.
Yeah, and then a hamburger would cost...
And then nobody would ever have to work again,
If
Ian.
People were paid $10,000 an hour, then a hamburger would cost $100,000, likely. It wouldn't be too long. I think you're absolutely right, Zaya. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
I would think the dollar would become worthless.
That's true as well.
Dollar. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Zaya. I think you're on the right track, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there have been people like studies. I think it was Thomas Sowell who cited this previously, that you increase the minimum wage and more young black males tend to get fired as a result
yes.
of that. And I forget the reasons for that exactly. Certainly younger people in general also tend to either get fired or not get hired in the first place.
People with very few marketable skills
mm-hmm.
lose their jobs or never get hired to begin with. Because let's just think for a second, Ian, that you have work to be done and you've got $15 set aside for labor. Would you rather hire two people at $7.50 an hour to do the work or one person at $15?
Is the one person twice as good as the other two?
No.
Okay, then I'd rather hire the two people.
Okay, but the law says that you have to pay $12 an hour.
Then I'm screwed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I appreciate that people want to help low-wage workers. I get it. It sucks to not make a whole lot of money. It's very difficult to pay the bills if you're not making very much money. It's certainly true from the numbers I've seen that the primary wage earner in any given household, in most cases, the supermajority of cases, 90-something percent of cases, is not making minimum wage. They're making above the minimum wage. But there are still people who make the minimum wage, and that's got to really suck.
Yes.
So I don't blame people for seeing that and feeling like, hey, I want to do something about this. But if you think you can do something about it, go ahead and start your own business where you pay your employees $20 an hour and see how competitive you can be with, let's say you want to do a coffee shop, see how competitive you can be with Starbucks or Panera Bread or something like that that's paying half that price for their employees. You're going to have a tough time competing. 855-450-FREE, so what do you do? It's Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. My Saturday edition of the program. Take control here. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. If you're not on our Skype list, just send a contact request before you call, and we'll get you plugged in there, no problem. The We Tonight includes me, Ian,
and Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his show. He does shows, I guess, more than one of them.
Yes.
And you can find those at fppradio.com. Also, fpp.cc is your main site.
Yes.
And the shows that you do include?
Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, the FPP Freedom Minute, which on Monday I will also introduce FPP Radio News, which will be a daily five-minute newscast.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. You yes. had talked about doing that in the past, and I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Yes, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while. And I still don't have the funding support that I would like to have, mm-hmm. but figure if I go ahead and start doing it, then hopefully the support will come.
Cross our fingers.
And if you build it, they will come.
That's the idea. How would someone support you? Should they value your services?
They can just go to fppradio.com, and then there's a link at the top for donations.
Perfect. fppradio.com for more of Daryl in audio form, and fpp.cc for more of him in written form. We'll go back to the phones here and share more of your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Also, want to invite you over to bitcoinstore.com. If you have acquired bitcoins and you're thinking about maybe buying something with them, I know it's tempting to hold on to them, but if you're ready to make a purchase, you can, and you can do it easily over at bitcoinstore.com. They have over 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment at 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, bitcoinstore.com. head on over there, and you can buy whatever you want with Bitcoins. They don't take cash. They don't take credit card. They don't take anything except Bitcoins. You can get free shipping, by the way, if you order more than $100 worth of products. If it's less than $100, I believe the shipping rate is a flat $5. So really, it's a great deal. And again, 0% markup on a bunch of consumer electronics devices and accessories over at BitcoinStore.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Nick. He's listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I thought it was kind of simplistic to tie cash register honesty to addiction.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's simplistic. It's saying, you know, all addicts are thieves. You cannot be cash register honest, and that's just a separate part of your personality.
Tell me what you mean by cash register honest. I apologize, Nick. I don't recall talking about
I don't remember that term coming up at all tonight.
So what does it mean? And I never said all addicts are thieves at all. I never said that. But go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, you pick a person out of the population and you ask him if the cashier gave you too much money, would you give it back? What does that have to do with what he's addicted to?
I don't know
what... He's either cash register honest or not.
Yeah, I don't think we ever talked about that on Free Talk Live tonight, so...
No.
I don't know where that's coming from. I agree with you. Not all addicts are thieving addicts. It certainly is true that some addicts steal to support their habit, but there are plenty of drug addicts who can afford their habits. If you're a rich person, for instance, you know, you can buy as much cocaine as you want to, and you never have to steal anything from anyone. So, obviously, not all addicts turn towards stealing from their friends or family members, but it's not uncommon for addicts to do those things. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, but it'd be hard to pin down the exact reason why. It could be because he spent all his money on drugs and now he doesn't have a place to stay. I mean, there's as many reasons why people use drugs as the people who use them.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I'm not sure what you think we disagree on exactly.
I thought it was a little too simplistic to just paint such a wide brush addicts as these thieving, scurrying rats.
Well, I apologize if it. I would like to apologize
into people's homes and taking their television sets.
Well, okay, so what I'd like to say here is I would like to apologize if what I said previously made it sound like I was labeling all addicts as thieves. I certainly was not doing that. However, when you look at thieves and people who are breaking and stealing, you know, breaking into homes and stealing jewelry or laptops or whatever, and you talk to those guys, they'll tell you they were drug addicts. So in a lot of cases, addiction does lead to people doing those things, but by no means does it mean that every addict is a thief. So I agree with you, Nick, and I apologize for any miscommunication. Thanks for the call tonight.
And Ian, it should also be pointed out that you were saying that the black market nature of the substances lends itself to people committing other offenses and other crimes.
Yes, that's true. Somebody who normally would never have considered stealing from a family member will steal from family members if they are hopelessly addicted to drugs. In a lot of cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases, the drug addiction overrides their morality when it comes to something they would otherwise never have done. In a sober state of mind, they never would have considered stealing jewelry from their mother or grandmother, but when they feel like they have to have another fix, the morals bend.
And if the substance that they are addicted to or were addicted to was legal to purchase on the shelf at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart or any other store, then that substance would most likely be much more affordable.
Yes.
Meaning that they would not feel compelled to commit an offense to get the money to make the purchase.
Correct. Let's go to the phones here. Chris is listening in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I like your show. I've only listened to it a few times.
Thanks.
Really interesting.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to say I'm 50, and I had a misspent youth, and I did a lot of different things. And I think that the drug policy is just discrimination of vice. Mm. I I went to a lot of bars that were rather rough, and you see guys have a few drinks and get in fights all the time. And I've been to parties where there's been people just stoned beyond belief, and they're just, for the most part, happy. I've never seen people stoned on marijuana get in a fight. And
most cops haven't seen that either. You talk to a cop, if they're being honest with you, they'll tell you they've never seen that happen.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's not always right to lay it on the cop. They didn't write the laws. They're told what to do. And, you know, we as a society have, you know, voted for people who put these laws in place.
Yeah, right. I never voted for those people. But I understand what you're saying. It's a buck passing, though. It's buck passing. Because Chris, yeah, it's easy to say that for a cop and try to cover for them. Oh, they're just doing their jobs. But they chose that job. And every day they choose to go to work and they choose to continue to enforce laws that are wrong, that are a violation of the rights of other human beings. And they could choose to not do that. They could choose to tell their higher-ups, no, sir, I'm not going to enforce that law. I will be busying myself today with stopping real criminals who are actually hurting people. Now, they may be punished for making a statement like that, but at any time, they still have the volition to where they could make that choice. Whether they do or do not speaks to how cowardly they are to me.
Well, and not only that, but Ian, you know this because you've been up to the State House here in New Hampshire numerous times, and I've seen, and I know you've seen, and dozens, if not hundreds of other people have seen this one particular police officer who represents the Chiefs of Police Association, who every time there's a bill to decriminalize anything, shows up and tells the horror stories of why we can't have fewer laws.
Yeah, so he's actively...
I understand exactly what you're getting at, and I've seen and dealt with these kinds of police myself.
So they're going up and they're trying to protect their own interest of, no, we need to make sure all of these things are illegal so that I can keep my job.
Chris, I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. You are welcome to hang on. We'll bring you back here shortly. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. A little bit more with the heroin dealer as well,
yes.
I believe. The interview that we started the show out with. We'll share that with you when we get a chance. And plenty of time for you with your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-453-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Are here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We started out by talking about a heroin dealer in Norwich. I keep thinking Connecticut, but New York.
New York. Chenango County.
They got a habit of naming cities the same in every state up here in New England. But anyway, yeah, so this heroin dealer, he's looking at 5 years in prison. He's sitting in jail. And this editor of the Evening Sun in Norwich decided she wanted to talk to this guy.
A person that we know.
The editor. We don't know the heroin dealer, just to make sure we're clear on that. So the editor, Ashley, she went to talk to this guy and found out that, golly gosh, this person's a human being who, you know, by all indicators, was doing a consensual business with other adults. And so what's the problem? And nobody, by the way, who's called in tonight has said there was a problem. You know, there was an ex-cop who called in to suggest that he had dealt with a heroin addict who'd been passed out before, and that was awful. But, of course, I pointed out that, well, if heroin were legal, maybe that addict never would have overdosed because maybe the product would have been better on the streets. In fact, the product would definitely have been better if you could go and buy it from Walgreens,
and
as a matter of fact.
I don't know all of the, you know, circumstances around this particular person being passed out in a McDonald's, but chances are likely that if heroin were legal, that instead of being dumped off at a McDonald's before someone dialed 911,
he may have stumbled in.
He may have.
Could have been a homeless
guy. Or his friends could have dropped him there instead of taking him to the hospital.
That could happen, too. It does. Those things do happen.
Things do happen.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming that that's what happened in this situation.
Whatever it was that happened in this situation, it was an overdose. We know that much.
Right.
But nobody. My point was, of the people who've called so far tonight, nobody's really been real vehement. Like, yeah, this stuff needs to be illegal. Maybe they do believe it, but they haven't really come right out and said that. And what I want to point out is that heroin's bad news. It's definitely not a healthy drug, not a good drug to get an addiction to. But it's worse because it's illegal. Just like alcohol was worse, more dangerous, when it was illegal. Let's go back to the phones, though, and take your calls and thoughts. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure you know how to get your hands on Bitcoins. If you've acquired a Bitcoin wallet, then the next step is to go to cashintocoins.com. Cash into Coins makes it easy to acquire Bitcoins with cash. It's also fast, legal, and it's inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. All you have to do is have one of these banks in your area, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. That pretty much covers every town USA. So you go into this bank after you've gone to cashintocoins.com, go into the bank that you've chosen, you deposit money in their account, you take a picture of the receipts, you write something on it before you take that picture, and then you send it off to cashintocoins.com. Then in about a business day, usually the next business day, you will get Bitcoins in your account, in your wallet. So it's that easy, and orders under $40, no fee at cashintocoins.com. That's because they just want to encourage you to get some Bitcoins. If you go over $40, it's only a 3% transaction fee, which is an outstanding deal as far as converting money into Bitcoin. So again, cashintocoins.com. We go back. Chris is still with us listening in Michigan. Chris wanted to make sure you had a chance to share your thoughts, so go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, my point was that I still think that for the most part, our drug policy is discrimination of vice, and I know you
for
guys
sure.
feel that cops should just stand up and say they won't enforce that law, but if we have the police deciding what laws they will and won't enforce, that ultimately leads to corruption. And in a democracy,
whoa, I totally disagree.
Those laws are what we, the people, should be deciding, not what the police should be deciding.
No, I totally disagree. I think it's completely appropriate for the police to look at a law passed by legislature and say, this is a bad law. We think this is a terrible law, and we're not going to enforce this.
True, and as a union, they should stand up and say that we feel it is wrong. But if they're deciding what laws they are or aren't going to enforce, then we don't really need legislatures, do we?
Well, I think that there could be a check on the legislature. If the legislature passes a bad law, which it certainly happened many times. I'm sorry, what?
Isn't that what the judicial is for?
Well, the judicial is only available to people who can afford to take things to court. I personally want as many protections. If there's going to be a system, and I don't really much care for the idea of a government at all, a coercive system, a violent monopoly, but if there is going to be one, then the more checks and balances there are that actually function, the better. So, yeah, you have a chance at the court, but ideally, it shouldn't get to the court because the cops have sworn an oath to the Constitution, right? Every police officer has sworn an oath to uphold the state and federal constitutions, and they could very well, very easily look at a lot of these laws passed by legislatures, which are lawyers, by the way, for the most part. They could look at all these lawyer-passed laws, and they could say, you know what? This is totally unconstitutional. You have a right to own your own body, and the Constitution, you know, it upholds that, and so therefore this law is illegal. We're not going to enforce it. They absolutely should be able to do that.
I want to read something. I want to read something real quick that came from an international tribunal. It says, the fact that a person acted pursuant to orders of his government or a superior does not relieve him from personal responsibility under international law, provided a moral choice was in fact possible to him. Would either one of you like to take a guess where that came from?
The Nuremberg trials.
Exactly.
I understand.
So I'm following orders is not an excuse to do immoral, horrible things.
Sorry, what was that, Chris?
That's not what I'm saying. I understand where you're coming from. I really do. And I don't think drugs should be against the law. My point is this. If we're going to have a democracy, then we need to take responsibility for the laws that are in place. We can't just lay it at the lap of the police, because then they can decide that they won't enforce speeding laws, or they see someone murdered and it's like, well, you know, that guy had it coming to him, I won't enforce that. Or the corrupt politician that they catch, no, I'm not going to enforce that one either. You know?
But officers use discretion every single day, and please, give me a break. What police officer is going to look the other way on a murder? I mean, that's pretty rare that you're going to have that level of corruption. Corruption is not
uncommon.
I actually grew up in the South, boy. I grew up, and so did Daryl. He also grew up in the South.
I'm not trying to be insulting to you. I'm not trying to be insulting. So, I was just being facetious.
There's plenty of corruption today.
And I saw, you know, I've seen so much racism and wrongdoing by police. I've been on the inside of a jail several times. I see the difference between the way the rich and the poor are treated, black and white.
And that's how it is today.
I understand it completely. Absolutely.
Right. So if a police officer...
You can't have this in the hands of the police. You have to take it out of the hands of the police.
I'm not saying it should be in the hands of the police as far as who passes the law.
You are when you're letting them decide whether or not they will enforce the law.
They already decide. This is what you're missing. Police officers have discretion at any moment. They can decide to not enforce a given law. That's why in a lot of cases here in Keene, New Hampshire, police officers will pull people over and issue them warnings because they have a discretion to not enforce the law. And in almost all cases, they have
that. Against the law in the first place.
And I totally agree.
And a lot of times, if there's someone that is well-known in the community and someone who has the financial abilities to defend themselves, the police will make up a lesser charge against the person.
Or
that happens now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the corruption that you're saying would happen if police have discretion is already happening because police have discretion, but it's not happening because they have discretion. It's happening because there is blatant corruption throughout the police force.
That's the point I'm trying to make, is if as long as it's against the law, then leaving it to their discretion lets it cut either way. Our duty should be to make it legal. That
okay,
way it's not
we're working on that, okay? I go to the state house, man. I mean, I testify on these legalization bills. But in the meantime, I don't want to have a police officer being afraid to not arrest somebody. If a young person or anybody is pulled over and a cop finds a bag of marijuana in there, I want that officer to be able to just... either look the other way or just confiscate it and then not arrest the person. That's the right thing to do, is to not arrest somebody in that situation. It sounds like you're saying the officer should be forced to do the wrong thing because it would be the law.
No. Cops, my dad was friends with numerous cops, and they would tell stories of doing that very thing. They would just take the drugs. And when I was a kid, if you got caught with pot, 9 times out of 10, that's what the police did. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't be a decision for the police to make. It should be legal.
You're talking about in theory, but it's okay, though, that they make that decision.
Hold on. Are you saying that since it's on the books, that everything on the books should be enforced?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that all laws are right.
I didn't ask if you said if they were right. I asked, are you saying that they should be enforced?
Yes.
All right, that's where we totally disagree.
There are some places where it's illegal to spit on the sidewalk. There's some places where it's illegal to carry ice cream on a Sunday. I don't think that people should be arrested for those, and I don't know the last time anybody was.
Thanks, Chris, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I understand what Chris is saying. He's saying that, you know, we should change the laws. But in the meantime, if there's bad laws, I want as many people to refuse to enforce them as possible. That's the right thing to do. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.